The arts have a big impact in Chattanooga. In 2010, they had about $106 million economic impact in this region. That's according to a national organization called Americans for the Arts. This national organization, Americans for the Arts, conducts various studies on the impact of the arts. They're a large group with offices in New York and Washington, D.C. Robert Lynch is the president and CEO of Americans for the Arts. Lynch is going to be in Chattanooga February 21st when a local organization, Arts Build, kicks off their annual fundraiser. Arts Build, that's the Chattanooga nonprofit formerly known as Allied Arts. Lynch will be one of the keynote speakers at the Arts Build fundraising event. He recently spoke to me from his office in Washington, D.C. Robert Lynch, welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. How large is this organization that you're part of?
Well, Americans for the Arts is actually several organizations wrapped into one. It is the Americans for the Arts nonprofit 501c3 organization, 53 years old, and it has 3,000 local arts councils and city arts commissions and local and state arts enabling organizations, funding and service organizations. And they're the ones that help make the organizations like dance, theater, music, museums, et cetera. They serve them. They help advocate for government investment in them. They sometimes fund them in cities all across America. So that's one part of us. And then Americans for the Arts a half dozen years ago launched a second organization called the Americans for the Arts Action Fund. And it's a what's called the 501c4 political organization, and it allows us to work on extensive advocacy for support for the arts and for arts education at the federal, state, and local levels. And that organization has about 40,000 individual citizen activist members and another 250,000 people who we connect with online to keep informed and to ask to take action.
So this is a pretty large organization you're the president and CEO of.
Yeah. It's 53 years of work to get there, but it is the organization across the country that tries to look at the infrastructure that keeps the 110,000 nonprofit arts organizations going in America.
Here in Chattanooga, Arts Build, formerly Allied Arts, is kicking off their fundraising season. You're going to be here in town for the kickoff on February 21st. Arts Build is hoping to raise $1.1 million, and that's a pretty substantial goal. I imagine, though, some people are going to say, well, that's nice for artists, but why does that matter to the rest of us, those of us who are not artists? How does the art impact us? And could you make the case to us why people should support an organization like Arts Build?
Sure. Art has been and is becoming more and more the part of community, the fabric of community that allows our kids to have a better quality of life and a better quality of education, allowing them to have to grow up and not only be better citizens and to enjoy life, but to be more competitive in today's global marketplace. For example, the National Organization for All of Business, the Conference Board, just came out with a study that we helped with that talks about creativity as the top of the chain of what 21st century businesses want in their workers. So that's one thing. A second example is that a more creative community. A community that has arts as attractions is not only fabulous for the citizens to enjoy being where they live, but it attracts people from the outside, tourism and visitors even from nearby. So that's good for the economy, and that's good for jobs. And in general, one of the things Americans for the Arts does is take a look at national value of the arts. And if you take a look at the economic value or the jobs value of the arts, you see that the nonprofit arts in America is a $135 billion economic footprint, 4.1 million jobs, And for local coffers and state coffers and federal coffers, it returns about $21 billion a year in taxes. So the investment in the arts is a pretty good bet all around.
And your organization does economic impact studies. The fourth one that was done actually mentioned Chattanooga, among other areas. And these studies you do, you look specifically at the impact of nonprofits like Arts Build. Why do you focus specifically on nonprofits?
Well, we take a look at nonprofits for one study, a very big study that we do, the Arts and Economic Prosperity 4 study that you reference. And we do that partially because the model for nonprofit arts organizations requires, if you look at the aggregate income for all the nonprofits in America, you'd see that 60% of their money is from earned income. So they're actually small businesses, 60% of their money from things that they sell, and they need marketing skills for that. But the other 40% comes from philanthropic donation, and philanthropic donation often needs a case for why a government entity, 9% of the money comes from government, with local being first and then state and then federal, why should they give? And same thing for corporate foundation and individual private sector donations, about 31%. Why should they give? Well, the economics of our communities and our nation is right at the top of the list of what leaders think is important. And so we do this study to show not that that is why the arts are important. The arts have their own importance, as we've already been talking about here, but that they also have job creation. They also have economic impact, and they are something that has a number of add-ons to their inherent value. And so we make that case for the nonprofit organizations.
And the study that you did when it talked about Chattanooga, it found out some pretty interesting things. Around 4,000 jobs in the greater Chattanooga area are supported by the arts. Arts audiences in this area spent $65 million during the study period. Organizations spent about $40 million. For a city the size of Chattanooga, is that a pretty surprising finding to you? Is that kind of what you'd expect in a city the size of Chattanooga?
I think Chattanooga is doing very well comparatively to other cities. The investment is strong. It's not like a city that, for example, is entirely arts-based, like Santa Fe, for example. But for a city that has such a variety of interests and variety of businesses, I think that the arts infrastructure and obviously the jobs and the economy that results is very strong for the city of Chattanooga. And Chattanooga has been a place that has invested in the arts for a long, long time. I know that in our own organization, Chattanooga leaders were involved almost from the very beginning. So I applaud what happens there.
That's Robert Lynch. He's the president and CEO of Americans for the Arts. He's going to be in Chattanooga for an Arts Build event. Arts Build is the Chattanooga organization formerly called Allied Arts. They support arts education in our area. They also give grants to individual artists, musicians, as well as festivals, churches, and various groups. Their fundraising season runs from February to June. They're hoping to raise $1.1 million in that time. The kickoff event happens February 21st. Julie Jackson is the Director of Resource Development and Communications for Arts Build, and she says this event is free and open to the public.
And it's going to be fun. We are going to have live blues music playing. We have 6 art organizations that are going to be offering little mini art experiences. You can go try your hand at Indian dancing or ballet or finger painting for adults. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Again, it's on February 21st from 4:30 to 6 p.m. It's going to happen at the Church on Main. You can get more information online at alliedartschattanooga.org. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.